Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to the Dharma Code. Today, we're diving into something profoundly powerful, yet often misunderstood. Forgiveness. Not the kind that's forced or overlooks harm, but the deep, healing kind that sets us free. Can you feel it? That tension, maybe even a tightness in your chest. It might be the weight of past hurts, grievances held onto with both hands, keeping you tethered to moments that no longer serve you. Holding onto anger, resentment, bitterness, those are heavy anchors, pulling you down into a cycle of pain. And while it's natural to feel hurt, betrayed, or even wronged, those emotions don't have to define us. Forgiveness isn't about condoning actions, it's about releasing the grip they have on your heart and soul. It's about choosing compassion, not just for others, but most importantly, for yourself. Think of it like this. When you hold on to anger, you're essentially reliving the pain over and over again. You're replaying the scene in your mind, feeling those raw emotions, keeping that wound open. But forgiveness is a choice to break free from that cycle. It's stepping away from the drama, recognizing that dwelling on the past only keeps you imprisoned. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about making space for healing. So how do we actually begin to practice this profound act of liberation? It starts with acknowledging the pain. Don't try to suppress it or pretend it doesn't exist. Allow yourself to feel those emotions fully, without judgment. Name them, let them rise and fall like waves in your body. Next, consider the person who caused you pain. Not to judge them, but to understand their perspective, even if it's difficult. We all carry our own wounds, our own baggage. What might have motivated their actions? Were they acting out of fear, insecurity, or hurt themselves? This isn't about excusing their behavior, it's about creating space for empathy and understanding. Now, breathe deeply. Imagine a wave of golden light washing over you, filling you with peace and compassion. Let that light extend to the person who caused you pain, too. Send them love and well-being, even if you don't feel ready to forgive them fully. Remember, forgiveness isn't about making amends, it's about releasing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment. Here are a few practices to weave into your day. Start with gratitude. Before bed each night, take a moment to list three things you're grateful for. This simple act shifts your focus to the positive and opens your heart. Mindful breathing. Throughout the day, pause and take three deep breaths, inhaling peace and exhaling tension. When anger or resentment arises, remind yourself that this feeling is temporary and will pass. Journal your emotions. Writing down your feelings can be incredibly cathartic. Allow yourself to express your hurt, anger, and sadness without judgment. Then, shift your focus to the lessons learned from the experience. Repeat an affirmation. Try repeating a phrase like, "I choose forgiveness," or "I release the pain of the past." Repeat it throughout the day to reprogram your subconscious mind. Now, let's take a moment together for guided visualization. Imagine yourself standing on a sun-drenched beach. The sand is soft beneath your feet and the waves gently caress the shore. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin and the salty breeze in your hair. Inhale deeply, letting go of any remaining tension. As you exhale, imagine releasing all the anger, resentment, and bitterness that no longer serves you. Visualize those feelings dissolving into the vastness of the ocean. With each breath, feel yourself growing lighter, more peaceful, and more free. Know that you are worthy of love, happiness, and healing. You have the power to choose forgiveness, not as a sign of weakness, but as a testament to your strength and resilience. It's a gift you give yourself, a pathway to inner peace, joy, and liberation. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, practice kindness, and trust that with each step, you're moving closer to wholeness. Carry this mantra with you today. I choose to forgive myself and others, releasing the past and embracing the freedom of the present moment. Go out there and live your life with open arms and a healed heart. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.